Zog the Gemara, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph again, 4 lines from the bottom. The Eimer Rosh Hashanah, maybe the din of Lechaper. Why do we say it's going in Yom Kippurin? Maybe it's going in Rosh Hashanah. After all, Rosh Hashanah is one day. Even if it's 2 days, it's Yom HaRichta. Midrash, it's one day. So you can have a Prisha Shiva L'Yom Echadu. So Eba Zoy, why do we say Lechaper is going in Yom Kippur? Maybe Lechaper is going in Rosh Hashanah. And for the Gemara, Omre Bavou, Don in Par Va'al Shaloi, meaning, the fact that we learn that Yom Kippur Dafka is because Yom Kippur, it was Shaloi, it was Aaron's own expense. Shteitin Posuk Bezois Yove Aaron Ala Kodesh Bepar Ben Bokor, Lechatis Vayel Oilo. So it was his part that he had to pay for. Bepar Va'al Shaloi. And likewise by Miluim it says, Kach Lecho Egel. So it's a din of Lecho, that means your own, Lafuke Atzers Vrashonah de Tzibuninu. So some Agur is just Rosh Hashanah, because the Gemara's Kash is not Rosh Hashanah. But really the Teretz is not Atzers also. Atzers, we answered before already, we had a different Teretz. We said Atzeres, the Chayvas Hayoyim, is two Elim, together with the Shtei Alechem. So that's why it's not similar to Miluim, where it's only one, for Chayvas Hayoyim. But the Gemara Be'etzim is saying now, according to this Girsa, that you can answer both of them, that Sai Atzeres is Hay Rosh Hashanah, or Miyushev, with the fact that it's Mishaloi, Lafuki Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah is not Mishaloi, it's come from the Shkolim, it's come from the Tzibur. Zog the Gemara, Henich Laman de Omar, Kach Lecho Mishalcho. This is a man. The Omer is machlekes. If it says when it says lecho, kach lecho egel, does lecho taka means yours? Zog the Gemara, Dav Gimel Mebeis, and likewise, vaasei lecho. When it says vaasei lecho, l'moshel by the chatzoitz is a grashi. Kamo yaasei lecho shtei chatzoitz is kesef. Does it mean shalcho? So then mishalcho. So then you taka have a good raya that yom kippur and miluim were shalcho lafukei roshana, which is not mishalcho, mishal tzibur. Because it says lecho, eleman doma mishal tzibur. That even when it says lecho by chatzoitz, it doesn't mean asay lecho chatzoitz means dafka your own expense. It can come from the tzibur. So Michael Amemar. So bizarre, it's back to the kasha. Why do we say Yom Kippur is compared to miluim any more than Rosh Hashanah? Zok demar, where do we find this machleik? Is the Tanya kach lecho? It means mishalcho, and likewise vasay lecho. It means mishalcho. When it says v'yikro elecho, meaning not lecho. Then Mishal Tzibur. That's Taka Mishal Tzibur. That's the first Shita. Divi Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonis and Omar. No, he doesn't differentiate. Bein kach lecho, bein vayikre lecho. It doesn't make a difference. It says lecho lecho. Mishal Tzibur, it's always Mishal Tzibur. Umata meloi mekach lecho. So why does it say kach lecho? Lecho, why does it not say vayikre lecho? So the Gemara, kaviyochel mishulchani roitzi yos mishalahem. That means the Eibush is saying, kaviyochel, if I'd have a choice, I'd rather have it coming from you, from Moshe Rabbeinu, and not from Kal Yisrael. Because after all, after the chet of the eagle, I'd rather have it coming from you. But it's not the pshat that it means shalchot that it has to come from your money. That's not a deal according to Rabbi Yonison. So Rashi has two pshatim in this taich of kaviyochel. The first pshat, he says, ani shomati im hoya tzibu yochel iskape b'shel yochid, hoyisi roitze. Meaning, if be'etzim there could have been a kapara for the tzibur through the yochid, I'd rather have it come from the yochid and not from Kal Yisrael. So according to this pshat, the Eibush is telling this to Moshe Rabbeinu, that if it were up to me, I'd be'etzim rather have it coming from you. That's the first pshat. Second pshat, Zok Rashi, v'ani oimer l'fisha dova koshu loimer shekosh bochu kotz b'Yisrael. It's fair to say that the Eibush is kotz b'Yisrael. Oimer kaviyocha kloimer al kochenu yoimer kein. Kilu, the second pshat Rashi is saying that it's fair to say that the Eibush is kotz b'kavonos of the tzibur, but since the shteita zayin the Torah, so mele we can say it. It's only because of our shteita zayin the Torah. The Torah in the parrot says that's taichin kaviyochel. Kaviyochel means it's the trikon of kaviyochel chov beis yochel. The Torah was nitta b'chov beis oisius because it says on the Torah, so that's only we can say it. Meaning like ilu mikre molei kosu v'yev shalom oimroi. It states in the Torah, otherwise it would be fair to say this, that the Eibush is called to be Yisrael. But only because it says so in the Torah, so mele that's how we're able to say this pshat, that the Eibush is like a katz. If not for it saying so, we would not be able to say it. Now the Gemara says similarly, Abachonon Omer Meshum Abelozo, Kosev Echadoyim Avasiso L'cho Aroin Eitz. It's mashma L'cho, that you make the Aroin Eitz. And Vosiso, Loshon L'cho and Vosiso. Because Echadoyim Avosu Aroin Atzei Shitim. It don't say L'cho, it says Loshon Ram Vosu. So it's mashma coming from the tzibur. Hoketzad teretz is kam is man shisol ois in the tzon shemokim. When they do the tzon shemokim, then nasi is called Hashem the tzibur. That's taka v'osu. Mashen in kam is man she'ein ois in the tzon shemokim. After the chet eagle, then it's taka al shem Moshe, and that's taka v'osis alucho agoin eitz. Now the Mefarshim point out that really these are two different psukim, two different aronis. There was the Oren she also Moshe right after the Luchos and the Luchoshnius, and there was the Oren that they made in the Mishkan. That's the second pasuk. But the Hanoch is we're assuming that if one Oren was made one way, then the other one should have made the same way. The Teretz is because it's Oisrin Tzayin Shemakim and Oisrin Tzayin Shemakim. Akapolim, the Gemara has a kasha that according to Rabbi Yonison that Lecha is Lav Davka. So back to the kasha, why does Lechape go and refer to Yom Kippur? Maybe it's going Rosh Hashanah. And you can't say because Yom Kippur is Mishalcha and Milum is Mishalcha, Lafuke Rosh Hashanah. Because after all, Lecha is not a Dika according to Rabbi Yonison. It doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be Moment Shalcha. So Ibazoi, why is it Taka Yom Kippur of Rosh Hashanah? Enter the Gemara. At Kanoi Pligi, the whole Machlok is Rabbi Yonison and Rabbi Shaya. If it's Mishalcha, if it's made your own money or not, is only Ela B'kichas the Alma Vasi is the Alma. We don't say specifically a specific contrast in the pasuk to tell me that it means Shalcha. Stand by Kichas the Alma, Kachlecha, or Aselecha Shtecha Tzoytzis. So over there, Itaka doesn't mean Shalcha Davka. That's Kichas the Alma, Asi is the Alma. For instance, Kichas the Alma, Kachlecha Samim, by the Torah, it says Kachlecha Samim doesn't mean necessarily Dafka Shalcha. Or Asi is the Alma, like by the Chatzotis, Aselecha Shtecha Tzoytzis Kesef. Aber Hanach, Mashenk by Miluin Yom Kippur, there's a specific contrast that it clearly means Shalcha, even according to Rabbi Yonison. Why? Aval Hanach Pirushiko Mefarish. The Torah is clearly Mefarish that it means Shalcha. Dim Shalcha hu. Even over here, Rabbi Yonison is Moida, that's Mishalcha. So Memela, that's the difference why it's not going on Rosh Hashanah. Why do we know that it's Mefurish in the Torah like that? Zokti Mora. Bimiluim, Michtiksiv, after all, it says, Vabnei Yisrael Tadabalem Akhusir Izim Lchatos. It says that the Bnei Yisrael have to take Akhusir Izim Lchatos. That's Meshel Tzibur. And then it says specifically a contrast. Vayomel Aaron kach lecho egel ben boker lechatos. So lomeli. So why does it tell me that specifically Aaron has to take his own? Shemamino kach lecho mishalcho. So even Rabbi Yonison over here agrees that it means mishalcho. Because here clearly it differentiates between Bnei Yisrael and Aaron. And by them it says kruzi izim lechatos. And by Aaron it says kach lecho egel. So melet mishalcho dafka. Likewise, by Yom Kippurim, it's dafka even according to Rabbi Yonison. By Yom Kippurim, how do we know so? Michtik siv. Bezoishav Aaron ala kodesh b'parbim boker lechatos. It says, Bezoishav Aaron ala kodesh b'parbim boker lechatos. And then it says, U'me'es adas b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei siri izim lechatos. And then the Torah finishes, V'hikriv espar lechatos asheloi. Why does it say asheloi? Asheloi lomali. What does asheloi come to tell me? Shmamino, hailoi, mishaloi hu. It's dafka mishaloi. So the reason why we learn not lechapi Yom Kippur and not Rosh Hashanah from Miluim, because it's mishaloi dafka. Even according to Rabbi Yonison, it says lecha usually is lav dafka, but not over here when it's contrasted in the Torah, specifically Klal Yisrael and Aaron, so it means dafka shalcha, and that's the reason why we learn lechapi is going on Yom Kippur. Zogt Gemara, another teretz, why we're learning ad Yom Kippur from Miluim and ad Rosh Hashanah or ad Seres. Rav Ashi Omar, don in par lechatas va'ayel o'ilo, meaning by Yom Kippur, the par was lechatas and the ayel was lo'ilo. And likewise by Miluim, bi par lechatas va'ayel o'ilo. La'afuki Rosh Hashanah v'ad Seres, de tavaya oilos ninu. Yes, there was a par and an ayel, but they were both oilos. It wasn't echad lechatas v'echad lo'ilo. So mele, that's where we compare Yom Kippur to Miluim and ad Rosh Hashanah v'ad Seres. Ravino says another teretz. Donin avoida b'koyin godl, me avoida b'koyin godl. Meaning, by Yom Kippur, the avoida was done dafka by Aaron HaKoyin, by Koyin Godl. And likewise, from Miluim, it was dafka by Koyin Godl, by Yaakov Aaron HaMizbeach. Lafuke kula kushais, and this answers now all the questions from the past daf, all the mayadim, Pesach, Sukkos, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah. We're answering all of them. Why? The lav avoida b'koyin golinu, it was a avoida that was kosher b'koyin hedyet. So mele we compare yom lechaper to miluim, dafka koyin gol to koyin gol versus all the other echatimtzes that the Gemara asked. V'ika da'amri, another pshat in Omer Avina is donin avoida tchila, me avoida tchila. Meaning, Yom Kippur, it was the first avoida. From avoida tchila, from miluim was the first avoida. La'afuke hani, all the other mayadim, it was not tchila. It wasn't the first avoida. And then I was going to explain now, what does tchila mean? My tchila, what does it mean? Ilay me tchila b'koyin gadol. If it means that it was the first avoida done by the koyin gadol, meaning on Yom Kippurim, it was the first avoida that was done by the koyin gadol, and by Shmini Lemiluim, it was the first avoida done by the koyin gadol ever. So the Rishash right away asks on this time of the Gemara, Miluim was before Yom Kippur. So how could it be the tchilas avoyim koyin gadol by Yom Kippur if Miluim was before that? Shmini Lemiluim was before Yom Kippur. So he says that number one, that by Miluim, the Bnei Aaron did the Kabbalas and the Halachas. By saying it by Yom Kippurim, it was only al de Aaron HaKohen. So it was tchila al de Avodah B'Kohen Gadol in Gansen. That's one teretz he gives. Another teretz, Yom Kippur was the first korban, the Hakrovis korban al de Aaron HaKohen, al de Kohen Gadol, that's a korban that's kosher l'doris, meaning this is how it has to be done. Mashengen the korbanos of the miluim, they were only hukrav b'shmini l'miluim. Those weren't korbanos that were noyeg l'doris. It was only the shah. So that's the milin, the tchila that we have by each one of them. Baal Kaponim, the Gemara says, if Ravina is just saying in the Lishna Basra, in the Ikad Amri, that it's tchila, meaning the tchila b'koyin gadol, so the Dr. Mora, Hainu Kamaisa, that's the first teretz we just said. The first teretz was, avoided koyin b'gadol, afuke kule kushaisen, which is not avoided b'koyin gadol. So what are we gaining in the Ravina Ikad Amri? Zog the Gemara, Elo, the pshat in the teretz, second teretz is, tchila means, avoid the tchila b'mokim, not mitzad the person, mitzad the mokim. Yom Kippur was the first time that was the avoida was done lifnai v'lifnim, and by miluim it was avoid the tchila b'mokim was the first time that in the shmini miluim it was done in the mizbeach achitzayin. So memela was the tchila b'mokim, not mitzad the gavra, mitzad the kohen gadol being first inaugurated, but mitzad the mokim, it's the first mokim the hainu side mitzad the mizbeach. But the mizbeach achitzon by miluim and sai mitzad the lefnai velefnim by yom kippurim. Lafuke all the other moyadim, all the other questions, it's not tchila b'mokim. So Rashi bavon the gvaldige kasha. What are you saying? It's tchila b'mokim by the aron. So Rashi says tchila b'mokim yom kippurim yesh la'avoid lefnai velefnim. That's the first mokim. Shabi yom kippurim arishon hoyz tchila b'mokim shekodem lachen loy nichnas adam shom la'avoida. V'yom shmini lemiluim hoyz avoid tchila b'mizbeach achitzon. So Mela both were tchila b'mokim. Frek Rashi, v'im bishvil sheshimesh Moshe kol shivas yimei amiluyim, l'maisa Moshe Rabbeinu was mefarek the Mishkan, and it was born in mefarek, he was meshamesh na'avoida. So l'chori is not tchila in the first person. Ein korui avoida etzal avoidas kahanim, shu b'levush bigdei kuhuna, v'shal Moshe b'choluk lovon, shloi huch she'elo l'shoh. Zog Rashi eteretz, Moshe Rabbeinu did not have a din of an avoidas kuhuna. Avoidus kahane means belavush big de kuna. Moshe Rabbeinu does meshamet becholuk lovan. That's not considered. That's only l'shah. That's not considered an avoidus kahuna. So it's like ein big deyam aleim. So it remains that Aaron was the kohen gadol, was taka the tchila b'avoida. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu zayin yimei miluim did the avoidus that he did. Now the Archaim on the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu, what he wore, was considered big de avoida. But you have to say even though it was big de avoida, but it wasn't considered avoidas kahuna. So it might have been a big day avoida, but it's not called a big day kuhuna. Another pshat that's brought down in the Mefarshim is that the 7 days of the miluim, the mizbeach was considered like a boma because Moshe Rabbeinu was mefarek the Mishkan every single day. So mele, it's considered like a boma that's only l'shah. So mele, only b'shmini l'miluim, it's considered a shame Mishkan. So mele, the avoida shmini l'miluim is considered tchilas avoida. Zok the Gemara ki osa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eitz Yisrael, he said as follows. Rabbi Yochanan learned only one word. We learned till now that Lechaper is going on Maisa Kippurim, Yom Kippur, and Lasses is going on Maisa Pora. And Sai Yom Kippurim and Sai Pora need Hafrosh Shivas Yomim, like by Miluim. So the Gemara, Ki Osir Avdimi, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chodo, Rabbi Yochanan only learned one thing from Miluim. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi Masni Tati. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one that learned two things. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Masni Chodo, Lasses Lechaper, meaning Lasses Lechaper is one limud. Lasses Lechaper, not two limudim, but Lasses Lechaper, Eilam Aisi Yom Kippurim. And he doesn't learn Sefer Sporah. And if Shubin Levi Masni Tati, Lasses Eilam Aisi Sporah, and Lechaper Eilam Aisi Yom Kippurim. Frag the Gemara, how could you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan holds this only one limud that we learn from Eluim? Frag the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Masni Chodo, Vanan Tanan, it's a fair Shemishna we had in Porah. Sai Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippurim, Vishivas Yom Kodim Sefer Sporah. Both of them, it's the same Shivas Yom that you have by Yom Kippurim, you have by Porah. So, Ibazoi, do you see how frosh by both of them? So, the Gemara, Maila Ba'alma, that the Teretz is by Porah, it's only a Maila Ba'alma. Just like we said by Porah, we're Makel, that we allowed the Avodah Zaporah dot Idea at full Yom without Erev Shemesh, like the Tzedukim said. So, Mela, we made a Maila, you needed a frosh of Shiva. But that's not a Ma'ak of Bichlal over here. So, Mela, it's Taka only Masni Chodo, only Yom Kippur, Itaka, you learned from Biluim. Here it says in the same name of Rabbi Yochanan, and it says black and white, there's two drushes. Lasa is Elamai Sepora, Lechap Elamai Yom Kippurim. How could you tell me Rabbi Yochanan holds Lasa Lechap means Yom Kippurim? Here it says Lasa is Pora, and Lechap is Kippurim in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And for the Gemara, Hahude Rabbe, that's not Rabbi Yechon himself, that's Rabbi Yechon according to his Rabbi. Like we find that it's the Osa Rabbin Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. He said, B'shem his Rabbi, La says Elamaisa Pora, Lechapa Elamaisa Mikipurim. So Rabbi Shmuel Taka held like that. But he himself held that it's only a Mila and it's not a Limud that we learn out from Lazarus. So Tosav has a question in the Maskel the Rabbi, Vim Toimav Rabbi Yechon Echepolik Rabbi Shmuel Shutana. How does he argue in the Tana? So Tosav answered in the second territory, Nami Yesh Loimar, Midikom Rabbi Yechon Mishedir Rabbi Shmuel, Hochi, Michal Rabbonon Pliga Leiv, Yud Omek Rabbonon. So there's Rabbonon that argue on Rabbi Shmuel, so he holds like the other Tanoim, like Rabbonon. Zok the Gemara weiter, Oma Leir Shlokish Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Shlokish told Rabbi Yechonon, Mehecho Kayalfislo. From where are we learning? From where are you learning the dinam afrishin koyin gol shivas yom kodem yom kippurim? You're learning it from where? From Mimiluim. Question is it Torah also? But the point is, you're learning afroshas koyin gol on yom kippur from Miluim. So, fact the shlokish, that's the makor we have until now, since the beginning of Masechta. If you're learning from Miluim, imam Miluim kolak kosu ben ma'akav behen. Later on, we see a Gemara that says that whatever was written by Miluim is Ma'akev. That means if it was Mafrishim by Miluim, it was Avana Ma'akev, because the Torah says that for 7 days, Aaron and Bonav couldn't leave. So if it's written over there, Din Afrosha, that means who are Din by Yom Kippur, it has to be Ma'akev. So Afochanami, you're going to tell me if you learn from Miluim, Kolak Kosa Ben Ma'akeben. That means that the Afrosha is Ma'akev. V'chite Mochanami, you tell me Afrosha is Ma'akev, it can't be it's Ma'akev. Why? V'otanan, umaskin loy koyin acher, in case the koyin godl is becomes Tomei Roy Kerry. So he's out of commission, so you need another coin. So you're maskinin like coin acher. It doesn't say the other coin has to have afrosha 7 days. So we see Akoponim, the second coin might end up being a coin goal without afrosha if the first one is out of commission. So we see that afrosha is Namaakav Araya, the second coin can end up being the coin without afrosha. It just says maskinin. Bechitem, and my maskinin maybe means mafrishin. So then why is it changed to loshen? Listen, oi idi vi idi maskinin. Let it say side by the coin golan, side by the second coin maskinin. Oi idi vi idi mafrishin. Why does it say shivas yom koin yom kuim mafrishin by the first one? And by the second one, umaskinin la koin acher. If they both need a afrosha, let it so say by both of them maskinim or both mafrishin. The fact that it says maskinim by the second is mashma afrosha is not ma'akev by the second. So lechari, if you learn from Miluim, how could the second one become a koin gol? He didn't have a ma'is afrosha. So Rabbi Yochanan did not answer this question, and Omar lay. So Rabbi Yochanan turned to Shlokish and he said, "Elamar mehecha yaliflo." So where are you learning? Want to learn it from? If he telling me that you can't learn from Miluim because kolak kosa ma'akev boy. So where do you want to learn from? Omalei, so Shlokish answered, Mi Sinai. I learned it from Sinai. So before we see the etz and teretz of Shlokish, Rabbi Yochanan did not answer the question that was posed to him. L'chayra, if you're learning from Miluim, kolakosu ben ma'akeben, how do you understand maskinin? So there's a few truths we find to this in the Mefarshim. The Ritva learns that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer is because einachanami, sometimes you can learn from one place, and the other place is not ma'akev. That means the place that you're learning from is taka ma'akev. By Miluim was ma'akev, like the Torah says, 7 days he was separated. But the place you're learning to, it's only the mitzvah. So maybe that's not shver. Another teretz, stating in Rimi Lunil, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, prisha is taka ma'akev on Yom Kippurim like maskinim. And maskinim means mafrishin. It's the same thing. There's a change in Lashon, but it means the same thing. So it's taka not shver. That is really the machlokes we showed him. We had in Daf Beis, Teishonim brings that the second coin doesn't need afrosha. The real Milunil says that it does need afrosha. This machlokes we showed him gufa is how to learn up the teretz in the Gemara over here. Rabbi Yochanan was posed the question, the fact that he didn't answer, is it because he held that both of them need afrosha? Like the Rimi Lunil says, or Itaka held that one doesn't need and one does need, and it's not shver. Because one of them is Ma'akev, that's the Makar, but the place you're learning to, it's Takana Ma'akev. That's like the son Taka learns. So it's a Machloikas, we show him if in the Maskona Taka, it would be considered that the second Koyan would need a Hafrosh or not. It's totally in what did Rabbi Yochanan hold after Rabbi Shlokish was posing this question? Is it because he held that it's Takana Shver because the place that you're learning to doesn't need to be Ma'akev? Or is it Taka in Echnami? Both are Taka Ma'akev.
Remei Simchin or Sameach in Avariz Yom Kippurim says, Alamda Shechilek Shmaka Pshat, what's the difference, Taka? Why it would be Ma'akev by Miluim, and why by Yom Kippur would Taka not be Ma'akev? Why over here is it Din Afrosha, and why over there would the Afrosha not be Ma'akev? So he says, by Shivas Yimei Miluim, through the Avoida, they're mekadesh the kahanim to become royal avoda. That was the original inauguration. If there won't be an hafrosha, so it's like a koyin shloi kiddush yodav raglov. If he starts up in the morning and did not do a kiddush yodav raglayim, the avoid is possible. Because before kiddush yodav raglayim, he not royal avoid a klal. So the inauguration in Mei Luim, you had to have hafrosha. The hafrosha is like, without hafrosha, it's without kiddush yodav raglayim. Masha'in can preach by Yom Kippurim that we learn Ladaris to is not a hafrosha that's ma'akev. Why? Because by Kohen Gadol, he's right to do other avoiders before Yom Kippur. It's like a Kohen Gadol that wasn't Mekadosh Yodav Raglov Ben Avoida LaVoida. On Yom Kippur itself, if I was Mekadosh in the morning and I wasn't Mekadosh Ben Avoida LaVoida, the Avoida is not going to be possible because I was Mekadosh my Yadayim V'Raglayim in the morning. So Melam Be'etzim Roy for LaVoidas. So he says that's a pshat. By Miluim, it's like Lekidosh Yodav Raglov Betchilas HaYoyka. So Varat Ma'akev. Masha'enke in the Kohen Gadol, it's like Kiddush Yodav Boiker. It's just not Mekadosh Avoida LaVoida. So that's why it's Takana Ma'akev. So Rish Lakish answered, where do I take and learn from? Omar Lei Elamar Mehecha Yalaflo. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish, where do you learn from? Omar, so he said, Mi Sinai. I learned from Sinai. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to speak to the Eibishter in Har Sinai. That's considered like Machne Shechina. He was secluded with the Eibishter. Dichsev, Vayishkan Kvod Hashem Al Har Sinai Vachaseu Onon. Sheishes Yomim, the Onan covered Moshe Rabbeinu 6 days. Vayikra Moshe b'Yom Hashvi, and the Eibishter called out to him on the seventh day. So now the Gemara is going to discuss which seventh days is referring to. Michteksiv. After all, first we mean Bendayek. It says that he called him out on the seventh day, and the Onan covered Moshe Rabbeinu. So if he covered him, and it says that he called him out on the seventh day, so obviously we know that he was covered for 6 days. So in fact, the Gemara Michteksiv Vayikra Moshe b'Yom Hashvi. It says that Eibishter called out to him on the seventh day. So my Sheishes Yomim. Why does it say Sheishes that Vayichaseh Onan Sheishes Yomim? Obviously, it's extra. If it says the honor was mechasim and he called him the seventh day, that means for 6 days it was in hovered over him and it was encapsulated him. So if it was mechasim, so why does it say sheishes yom if we know that he called him on the seventh day? So Elamites come to tell us ze bono av. It's a binyan av that's telling us shekol anichlas b'machne shechina. Now over here it's not machne shechina. Over here it's talking about the Eibishter. But likewise, when you nichlas lefnai v'lefnim, meaning on Yom Kippur, when you do the avoda. Tone prishas shisha. You have to have 6 days separation because that we're learning over here sheshes yomim. We're learning over that 6 days Moshe Rabbeinu was covered by the onon, and on the seventh day the Eibishter called out to him. So just like over there was 6 days of prisha, so too kol hanichlas b'machne shechina needs a prisha of 6 days. So before Yom Kippur, you need a prisha of 6 days before you go into Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now the Gemara right away learns. Now, first of all. It's takana ma'akev. The Gemara had Rish Lakish's whole kasha was that lechayr it's ma'akev arayim maskinin is the second coin doesn't need prisha, so taka very good because by sinah it's ma'akev. If you learn from miluim, kol hakosa by ma'akev, so then it's shver. If you learn from miluim, that was Rish Lakish's whole kasha. But if you learn from sinai kol hakosa by is ma'akev. So by sinai that's what took place. So we learn they need a prisha. Kol nichlas lemach leshchina tov prisha shisha, but it's not ma'akev because you take a learning from Sinai. It's not kol hakosav by ma'akev. But koponim, the Gemara first question is: you're telling me you learn from Sinai? Sinai is only 6 days. Vanan shiva tanan. We learned in the Mishnah that shivas yom kodem yom kippurim. So how could the Shlokas learn from a place where it's only shisha? And for the Gemara, masnisin Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. Meaning, the reason why the Mishnah says they need to have a separation of 7 days, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. That what? The Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds the chayesh letumas beisoi. That ain't a chanam mitzat, the prishi attack only needs 6 days. But we bald with choshed. That if you're not mafreshim 7 days, he might be baal ishto and she ends up being a sofik nida. She ends up being a nida. And baal nida needs is a tumas zayin. So if you're not going to be able to do avodah yom kippur, so that's what you need an extra day. The reason why I need 6 plus 1 is because we chayish letumas nida, so mele yitake needed 7 days. He needs 7 days of afrosha because he chayish that he'll get the tumah of a baal nida b'shoyge given. So mele you need a afrosha of 7 days. But the limud is taka from Sinai, which is 6, and we chayish letumas beisoy, meaning tumas nida tzmitam shiva. So that's why it's taka 7. So drash in the top letumas beisoy davdal roman aleph shemo imizakik liishter v'tira dam b'shas biya v'nimtze tomesh shivas yomim k'mishpat. Boil nida, v'leyuch alavet b'yom kippurim. Now Ritva right away asks, according to Rish Lakish's reason, you learn from Sinai, and then you tell me you need a seventh day because tumas beisoy. So forget Sinai. Why do you need the reason of Sinai? Just say because of tumas beisoy. That's why you need to have 7 days. Yimafrish and shiva yomim because of chash of shema boil nida and is a mitam zayin. So he says because if it's only as Baal Ishta Nidoi, you'd only have to be mafreshim from his base, from his home, not to be with his wife. But the fact that he has to go to Lishkas Pahedrin, that's only because he learned from Sinai, you need a Pisha in the Lishka, that's how we learn from Sinai. Or because the Etzem Tumas Beisa is something that's not Shriach, so for that alone we won't make a Takona. Just after we have a Mafrishin of Shishi Yomim that we learn from Sinai, so maybe we moisef another day because of a chashash of Tumas Beisa. On its own, it wouldn't be enough of a reason to make a Takona. Now, there are nafkaminas between the limuds of Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Both learn Shivas Yomim at the end of the day. Just Rabbi Yochanan learns from Miluim, and Shlokish learns from Sinai, which is 6, plus Chayish of Tumas Beisa, which is 6 plus 1 is 7. So one nafkamina is Shteyn Svas Emes, that the first Mishnah with Medayik, Shivas Yomim Koyim Yomim Kippurim Mafrishin. Why does it say Loshon of Shivas Yomim? Because it's not Pshat Shiva. It's not Pshat 7 singular days, but it's one block of 7 days. That means if let's say the Koyin was not Mufrash day number 1, so it doesn't help anymore Hafrash of 6 days. You need a block of 7 days. So come out of Nafkamina Shloksh Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we need a block of 7 days. If you weren't Mufrash the first day, so a block of 6 is nothing. That's nothing. That's not the Nafrosha. We learn from Elohim, it has to be 7. Masha'enken, according to Shlokish, we learn from Sinai. Sinai was Taka 6 plus 1. So if you weren't Mufresh the first day, even though you don't have the reason of Chayitza Tumas Beisoy, but you still can make the din of Pisha from Sinai. You still can have the 6 days. So it'll be enough Kamina. If he wasn't Mufresh the first day, if we weren't Mufresh the first day, is there a Hafrosha of 6 days? According to Shlokish, there would be, because Sinai was Taka 6. At the end, we're Chayitza for 6 plus 1, but it was a Hafrosha of 6. Masha'enken, we learn from Elohim. It has to be dafka a block of 7. The Shagasari and Gvura Sari says two other nafkaminas between the Shlokish and the Yochanan. He says according to Rabbi Yochanan, they learn from Miluim, so you have to have a prisha b'mokim kodesh, because after all, it has to be lishkas pahedrin. Just like by Miluim, it was a prisha b'mokim kodesh. Masha'enken, according to Shlokish, you learn from Sinai. Over there, it can even be a Sinai a prisha b'mokim choil, because we don't find in Sinai there was a prisha b'mokim kodesh. So Mamela, the nafkamina would have to be dafka b'mokim kodesh or even b'mokim choil. In addition, Zokdech Shagazaye in Gvurzari, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you learn from Miluim. So from Miluim, there's an issi yitzia from the lishka. Just like by Miluim, it was an issi to go out. Masha'enken, according to Shlokish, that you learn from Sinai, we don't find anywhere in Issi Yetzir. So Mela, it doesn't say an Issi Yetzir in the Pasuk, so maybe there might not be an Issi Yetzir when he's Mufresh. We'll stop over here at the top of the Omid, Daf Dalad, Omid Aleph.